Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, Queen Elizabeth to attend the Chelsea Flower Show, royal wedding news updates, including Australia, New South Wales and New Zealand's royal wedding gifts, who's walking Meghan down the aisle, Meghan's estranged relatives arrive in London, and King Harald and Queen Sonja of Norway visit a Viking museum, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Now crossing live to the throne.
Buckingham Palace has announced that Queen Elizabeth and other members of the British royal family will attend the Chelsea Flower Show at the Royal Hospital in Chelsea on Monday, the 21st of May, 2018. The Royal Hospital Chelsea is home to the iconic Chelsea pensioners, who are retired soldiers of the British Army. The hospital has offered care and comradeship since 1692 for veterans in recognition of their loyal service to the nation. President of the Royal Horticultural Society, Sir Nicholas Bacon, will greet Queen Elizabeth upon arrival. The Queen will tour the gardens and see the various displays, including the RHS Feel Good Garden, which celebrates the National Health Service's 70th anniversary and highlighting horticultural's positive effects on mental health. Queen Elizabeth will also see the Welcome to Yorkshire Garden, which was inspired by the famous Yorkshire Dales, the Wuhan Water Garden in China, which showcases the natural landscape of the Hubei province, and the Morgan Stanley Garden for the National Society of the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, or the NSPCC. After the tour, the royal family will attend a private reception before leaving.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has announced the official gift from the Australian people will be a donation to one of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's favourite charities, as well as a second and smaller gift. However, Mr. Turnbull was rather tight-lipped about the official gifts, saying he can't reveal it just yet, but it is very Australian and appeals to their interests. Some have thought the charity most likely to receive the gift would be the Invictus Games, which will take place in Sydney in October. However, a source from the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet has said they don't actually reveal the actual gift before the wedding day. The Prime Minister's gift will be revealed on Saturday. Also, the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has announced two baby koalas at Taronga Zoo have been named Harry and Meghan as a wedding gift from the people of New South Wales. The gift also includes a pledge of $5,000 towards koala habitat preservation. However, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle can visit them when they visit Sydney, hopefully in October, when they arrive for the Invictus Games. Meanwhile, across the ditch, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced on Monday the 14th of May that the New Zealand government will be making a donation to Pillars as the nation's gift for the royal wedding. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have asked anyone wishing to celebrate their wedding to make a donation to a charity rather than sending gifts. Jacinda Ardern has said the royal couple were happy their wedding will be acknowledged in New Zealand to a charity supporting the children of prisoners. Pillars provides a support for a group of very vulnerable children, and it celebrates its 30th anniversary on the 19th of May. A donation of $5,000 will be made to the charity on behalf of the people of New Zealand. The charity Pillars has thanked the people of New Zealand for their gift on its website.
On Right Royal Roundup, time now for a British royal family update. News and views from Buckingham Palace.
Will he or won't he? We were told Thomas Markle won't be walking his daughter down the aisle in what would normally be a father's proudest moment. Now there's news saying he will be coming, with further updates saying he has had heart surgery. According to reports, Mr. Markle had said he would no longer be flying to Britain after the embarrassing disclosures where he collaborated with a paparazzi photographer arranging to take supposedly candid photos of his preparation for the wedding. He was supposed to be flying to London this week to meet Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, the Duchess of Cornwall, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge ahead of the wedding ceremony. Then again, Mr. Markle said he was coming, and he changed his mind again. However, Kensington Palace issued a statement from Ms. Markle which says, quote, "Sadly, my father will not be attending our wedding. I have always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health. I would like to thank everyone who has offered generous messages of support. Please know how much Harry and I look forward to sharing our special day with you on Saturday." End of quote. However, according to statements from Kensington Palace and Clarence House, Ms. Markle has asked Prince Charles to walk her down the aisle on Saturday. Prince Charles is said to be pleased to welcome Ms. Markle into the royal family this way. Buckingham Palace has confirmed Prince Philip will also be attending his grandson's wedding.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Meanwhile, no invitation to the royal wedding has stopped some of Meghan's relatives, who were seen arriving at Heathrow Airport on Tuesday the 15th of May. Some are expected to be guest commentators for various networks covering the events. However, reports say that British network ITV has dropped Meghan Markle's estranged relatives as royal wedding correspondents, despite their arrival in London earlier this week. Meghan's former sister-in-law, Tracy Dooley, and her two sons, Tyler and Thomas, would also provide insight and analysis as she walked down the aisle, even though they have not spoken to Meghan for about 20 years. Piers Morgan even gave Meghan's sister Samantha a serve on Good Morning Britain with her claims the media were vultures. Have a listen here.
There's no bigger media vulture with this wedding than you, is there, Miss Markle? I mean, how you have the gall to come on here and talk about media vultures? You're doing a book called The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister. You've been trashing her for two years, you little vulture.
Meghan Markle and her mother, Doria Ragland, will be spending the night at Clifton Hotel before the wedding, whilst Prince Harry and Prince William will be staying at Cudworth Park. Both hotels are in the Windsor area.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
King Harald and Queen Sonja of Norway visited the Viking Ship House in Big Doy in Oslo on Tuesday the 15th of May. Their visit started with a tour of the Oseberg and Gokstad ships, which were found in burial mounds outside Turnbjerg and Sandefjord. These two Viking ships are included as an important part of the history of the Viking Age in Norway, with many artefacts also on display at the Museum of Cultural History. King Harald and Queen Sonja saw the adventure film Vikings Alive, which takes audience on a unique visual journey into the Viking Age. The movie is shown 3 times per hour every day during opening hours. We have the trailer for Vikings Alive on our website at rightroyalroundup.com.au. Museum Director Håkon Glørstø finished the tour with a briefing about plans for the new Viking Museum, which will be completed in 2023. It will be 3 times larger and will be built in conjunction with the existing Viking ship house. The new museum will house the leading collection of artifacts from the Viking era. The Viking Age began from 793 AD until around the 11th century. It was a time when Vikings set sail for new lands due to the lack of farming space on Norway's west coast to cultivate crops of vegetables, cereals, or fruits. The Vikings travelled to the Shetlands, the Orkneys, and the Hebrides in Scotland, the Faroe Islands, Greenland, Iceland, and even far as Newfoundland in Canada, where they set up settlements in what was known as the medieval warm period. They also raided Britain on several occasions with their first attack on the Catholic Abbey of Lindisfarne in Northumberland, which was less than 1 mile off the northeast coast of England. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carol and Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.